Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Over the last several weeks, we have had an examination of the Advent blues. With our first week, we looked at Jesus as being a prophet, and we came to find that we no longer need to sing the blues because he sings the gospel, which dispels blue moods. And along the same lines, we've heard of Jesus as priest. He came to be a blue ribbon priest after the order of Melchizedek. And last week, we looked at him as king, a blue blood unlike any other, a true King of Kings. These are all more than regal titles and legal or lofty honors. They are claims the scriptures make for Jesus that Jesus himself fulfills. Today we will hear of Jesus as the Messiah, a gift which seems to be out of the blue. Matthew's description of the events at Caesarea Philippi, late in the Lord's ministry, is familiar to most of us. Jesus was there with his disciples, and around them were statues of the gods and goddesses of the Romans and the Greeks. Strangely enough, it's there that Jesus then asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And the disciples respond with various titles and names. John the Baptist, Elijah, Jeremiah the prophet, and others. And Jesus asked, "But who do you say that I am?" Seemingly out of the blue. But Peter responds with the revealing answer, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Now, it may have seemed to the other disciples that Peter was getting this answer out of the blue. But Jesus makes it clear. He received this answer from God the Father. He says, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." Now, if all of this seems out of the blue to you, spontaneous, impulsive, perhaps even impetuous, well, it's not. John Stott, a theologian, says that Jesus believed Old Testament scripture to be his Father's revelation and that he was totally resolved to do his Father's will and finish his Father's work. James Stewart, another theologian, points out that as Jesus interacted with and taught his disciples, the more he did so, the more they saw Jesus' face when they thought of God the Father. This was a gradual progression. It was not an instantaneous lightning bolt out of the blue, but it was a planned way of doing things. It was a planned way of carefully fulfilling God's word. How could people know if Jesus was who he said he was if he was the only one who trumpeted about himself? And so he gives them guidance to go to the Father. He says, "The Father will tell who I am." And he points back to the scriptures, as we'll hear in a few moments. By the events going on around and in his life, Jesus' followers saw that he was not just a son, but the Son of the living God. Yet Jesus' claim to the role of Messiah was not left only to his resurrection. At Caesarea Philippi, he acknowledged it to Peter and the rest of the disciples. After his arrest, he was asked straight up, "Tell us if you are the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God." And Jesus says directly, according to Mark, "I am." You see, in his last days, Jesus was not hesitant to claim his messianic role. But this messianic role actually begins before this. It begins even before his life. Because of ancient prophecies, the Jews were looking forward to when a Messiah would come. Daniel and Isaiah pointed wondrous pictures of this Messiah to come. And Isaiah pointed out that this Messiah to come would not only be a great Messiah, but a suffering servant. So it was not out of the blue that the shepherds then hear as they're tending their flocks by the blue of night, and they hear the angel's message of good news of great joy for those around that this would be coming, that a child would be born, and in fact had been born in the city of David. To John the Baptist's inquiry if he was the Messiah, Jesus responded, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them. And blessed is the one who is not offended by me." Another time, when he was preaching in Nazareth, his hometown, he read to them out of the book of Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who were oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And when Jesus finished, he said, "Today the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." Tonight, the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. Here is the Messiah God designed. Here is Jesus come to fulfill those prophecies. Not really out of the blue, he was the Savior who had been prophesied to come all along. As the prophet above all prophets, as the priest unexcelled, as the king who reigns above all other kings, Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah who comes in love. St. Paul says that through him God reconciled to himself all things, making peace by the blood of his cross. And Paul wrote to the Romans, "But God shows his love for us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Now, in the South Pacific during World War II, a 19th century Melanesian religion was revived among its peoples. You see, airplanes were dropping large crates of supplies to these places, and the crates contained food and supplies, as well as weaponry for these people. Now, the people living here were tribal, and they thought, "This most certainly must be an out-of-the-blue occurrence from one of our gods." And so they revived that religion. Not so with ours. Not so with the true God. The plan of salvation was not intended to provide material wealth or war supplies, but eternal life, eternal joy. Jesus the Messiah was not an impromptu supply drop, but one whose drop-off on earth had been carefully chartered in heaven long before. Thus the prophet before told him, a people was prepared to receive him, and God gave to the world a promise long made and tonight fulfilled. It was Jesus, the infant of Bethlehem. He was the one who would be the carpenter of Nazareth. It was he who would be the rabbi of Galilee. It was he who would go to the cross of Calvary and who would rise again on Easter. In him, all the pieces of the puzzle of salvation would come together. All the prophecies and all the proofs of his earthly ministry. Jesus came, not out of the blue, but intent on fulfilling the Father's plan to save the world. It was not a momentary decision, but the plan the love carved out before the founding of the universe. A plan for all nations, cultures, and races. Jesus is the Messiah. Alleluia. Prophet, priest, and king, the Christ of God. Alleluia. Jesus has been born. Alleluia. Amen.